Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, good morning, Noah. Welcome to Wednesday. Let's get right to it, Noah. Have you heard anything back from Tasha?
If I had, this would be a very short conversation, but, I'm glad you're here to help.
Yeah, for sure, man. I would say that's what we do, but, you know, our record is like 12%, but we'll see what we can do. Hey, tell us about your date with her, all right?
So Tasha liked me so much, she invited me over, and we had a fantastic time. So I don't get why she ghosted me.
Okay, and how long ago, Noah, was this first date with Tasha?
This weekend, it'll be 2 weeks.
Okay. So guessing that the evening went well, at least prior to you getting to her place, Noah. So how did that part of the date go when you got over there?
Well, we got right down to business, and she was very vocal about enjoying herself.
Wow.
Okay.
How did you end your time together?
Yeah. The goodbye sometimes tells us a lot.
I kissed her goodbye and said we should hang out again soon. She was half asleep, so maybe she doesn't remember, though.
And that's a possibility. Yeah. And before we call Tasha, maybe I shouldn't even ask you this question, though. What is it that you like about Tasha? What attracted you to her maybe in the first place?
Oh, just, you know, her personality. And she's very attractive, easygoing.
And you guys obviously had a great time together. And I'm sorry, you've reached out since that first date, obviously, but nothing back?
Yeah, a couple texts. I even called her. I got nothing. Okay.
Do I dare ask, like, before you went back to her place, was the dinner or was there something that you did beforehand that got her off guard or something like that?
Hey, man, if I knew, I wouldn't be calling you.
Why would she invite him over if, you know, something was...
That seems weird.
Too awkward on the... first part of the date. All right. Well, no, all we can do is call, and if Tasha answers, all we can do is ask. So you hold on. If you're ready for the answer, coming back in 3 minutes with the second half of Second Date Update right here with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Her day stop.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Well, as sometimes happens, Noah and Tasha had a very passionate first night. Tasha invited Noah after dinner back to her place, and here's how they left things.
I kissed her goodbye and said we should hang out again soon. She was half asleep, so maybe she doesn't remember, though.
And that's understandable, but why hasn't Tasha gotten back to Noah in the 2 weeks since? Let's try to find out here on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, could we speak to Tasha, please?
What is this in reference to?
Yeah, of course, Tasha, and please bear with us here for a second. I say us because this is Thunder and PT, and we are calling from 102.9 The Wolf radio station.
Good morning, Tasha.
And we are, we are on the air right now, and we are calling in hopes that you would have a moment to talk to us this morning. And this is regards a gentleman you went out with a couple weeks ago, because we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. Yeah.
Okay.
And I know
this is unexpected.
Yeah, no, I know. So we're kind of veering into some personal territory here. If you had just a moment to speak to us about Noah from 2 weeks ago, a listener of ours who said you two had a great date and, you know, he would love to see you again. I know he's reached out. And so this is what we do. Is call somebody to find out why they're not getting back to the other for a second date. In this case, we're talking about Noah. And he had a great time. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, I would agree that it was an incredible date until I woke up the next morning and saw what he did.
What did he do?
I We ended up at my place, and everything was beyond amazing. Like, it was really nice. But when I woke up the next morning, I saw Noah left a huge mess in my bathroom.
Okay, what kind of mess?
Do we dare ask?
Like, fraternity house level filth. Like, dried splatter on the toilet seat, and the floor a glob of disgusting mucus in the bowl of the sink, and the, like, the towel, and the guest towel and my towel wet and crumbled up on the floor. I was honestly surprised the toilet had even been flushed.
Did he?
But you better believe there were skid marks.
Oh, what?
Come on.
Oh.
Did he leave this? I mean, did he leave the seat up or did he leave it down?
Really? Do I even have to?
Oh, like, man.
Wow.
So, I got my own place, you know, for a reason. And I thought cleaning up after people's grossness was a thing in the past, but. And I cannot go back.
So, Tasha, you were reliving past roommate trauma.
Sounds like it.
Totally.
It was 1 a.m. Okay, I did the best I could.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, Tasha, we didn't mention that Noah's been actually listening in on the other line. Okay, so what...
He called us, like we said.
Well, he sent us a message, and we called him, and we had him on a few minutes ago. Talk to him, and this is why we know all this. So, Tasha, say hello to Noah.
Yeah, I just got to jump in here, Tasha. Hi. Yeah, I'm really sorry I didn't leave your bathroom fit for a Martha Stewart inspection. But, like, come on, I didn't do anything weird.
What? So, wait, always leaving a foul mess behind? You're 30. You should know how to clean up after yourself.
You're making a mountain out of an anthill here, okay?
Yeah, see, if you need to think I'm the problem, I'm fine with that, but... I'm out of here. This is not going to work.
Okay. Would you say, Tasha, hold on.
Nope.
Did she leave?
All right. We lost her. Tasha's, Noah, you know that we say this all the time on Second Date Update. You only have one chance to make a first impression. Are you this messy everywhere?
How bad was it?
It wasn't that bad. She's a little crazy.
Even if it was a little bad, Noah, you clean up after yourself. Because, listen, you don't want to act like you've been married for 20 years on the first date. This is what a lot of husbands do. Women don't want to be reminded by you of their ex's bad habits.
Look, it was middle of the night. I was trying to be quiet, getting out of there.
Yeah, but there are lights in the bathroom that you can turn on. That doesn't make any noise.
Yeah, with the door shut, lights on, it wouldn't even bother her or whatever.
Run the water, whatever you got to do.
That's actually a brilliant move. Yeah, run the water.
Yeah. I mean, there is toilet paper. There's Kleenex.
Look, I just really think everyone's making a bigger deal out of this than they have to.
But you know, the thing
is... She just hung up on you, man.
Yeah, and she, you know...
Hasn't called you back either.
This showed her a kind of a lack of... respect, and maybe even lack of respect of yourself if you've left such a mess behind. She doesn't want to be with a slob. But she probably was imagining what your place is like and probably would be scared to go over there.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. I just think she's making a big deal out of it. I don't want to see her anyway.
Okay, fine. All right, she's too neat, like you said.
Maybe
you
know? That should be like a prerequisite question in the future. I mean, it sounds like you didn't ask many questions. You guys just...
What should be the question? That I can leave a stain in your toilet?
No, like, if clean is not your thing, you may want to say something to someone. I mean, you may want to try to figure that out.
I don't think you put that on a profile.
Why
I'm a slob. I'm a slob. And I don't even think, Noah, you're not even aware of it. I get that because this is just something, this is just the way you are. And it's making, obviously, a bad impression on people, at least on Tasha.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the first I've ever heard of being a problem.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Like,
yeah.
I'm the cleanest of any of my friends.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Case closed.
Better luck next time, man.
Yeah, and thanks for being on Second Date Update. All right, gals, are PT and I off base here? Did Tasha overreact by the mess left behind by Noah?
It was just one time. I mean, that's one thing.
It's the only time,
well,
though.
Well, true.
651-989-1029 if you want to sound off on Second Date Update today.
We had a plan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.